Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, everybody. Great to have you with us. Welcome to Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day, and hopefully in a way that just gives you ammunition, if you will, for you 2A people out there, ammunition. To be able to help change your world, to help other people find their way. Not beat them over the head, but be the person that leads the horse to water who decides to drink on their own. That's what this show was all about. Let me talk to you today about courage. Political courage. This is a profound thing. I mean, it truly is, and it is one of the things that is the future of America. In fact, it is the reason that we have become the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Political courage. Let's not shrink away from it, folks. You know, the sunshine soldier and the summer patriot. Remember that great meme from the Revolutionary War? Political courage. Everything that is going on in our world right now is, well, it's really how it just points the way to the future. You see, politics is playing maybe a more outsized role in our lives than ever before. Now, while history repeats itself, and it does, because man's nature is what man's nature is. Because of that, history is going to repeat itself again. The reasons we had a revolution were pretty profound in their time. And it took great political courage for our founders to make the decision that they made to rebel, declare their independence from the crown. Knowing that it was going to lead to all-out war. Knowing that their own lives were going to be in jeopardy. That's a profound thing. This translates down to our world today. Everything that's going on in our world today is, well, it's going to boil down to political courage. And the question I'm going to ask you to think about today, in your own life, in your own world, are you willing to exhibit political courage? Are you willing to engage in it? Maybe in a way you have not done previously. Because friends, that's what's going to be needed moving forward. I have a lot of stories up in the show plan for today, and let me just lay this out for you and then begin to tie it all together. But I do want to know, after I lay this out, I do want to hear from you about political courage and what it means to you. And I know we have a lot of regular callers, and I think that's wonderful. I'm honored beyond description for those of you who call this show regularly. And listen, even those of you who never call, I'm still deeply honored to have you in the audience, as is this radio station and all of its staff. I just want you to think about these things. It's going to take political courage for us to stand up for what we believe in our soul. Because we're being challenged in every way right now. The political courage to stand up and walk into a place without a mask. And to challenge the thinking of businesses that will challenge you or shut you out. The courage to stand up when your words are being censored by anyone, including your employer. There's a piece about that from the Taxpayer Association of Oregon, and it's compelling. And there are ways they offer up in an Oregon Catalyst story today, three ways to defeat the censors. Okay? But are we willing to stand up and do it? Are we willing to stand up and run for a school board position? A state employee who shall never be named writes me an email about this, about the need for common sense conservative voices on various school boards, including the Salem Kaiser School Board. Because you see, the candidates from the far left are already filed, but yet we need candidates for zones 1, 3, 5, and 7. There are four zones up for election, 1, 3, 5, and 7. The left has filed. They're extremists. Now, why does this matter? Well, a story that's been circulating out there that others have talked about made Breitbart. And it's about the Oregon Department of Education seeking to root out white supremacy in mathematics. They sent out an 82-page training manual about dismantling racism in mathematics instruction. Now, this was a story from last week. Well, how do we push back from that? Well, you have the courage to stand up and go run for a Salem Kaiser school board. And what needs to happen, in fact, it needs to be all school boards. We need to push back against this. It is ludicrous. And it demeans the capability of minority students to be held to account for getting the right answers, which apparently now is racist. For 1 + 1 actually equals 2. It is demeaning to them that dumbing down mathematics is not only demeaning to them, folks, it's destructive to their future. Because what happens when they get out of school after having been indoctrinated by these crazy ideas and they get into the real world? They realize they've been lied to and they have to play catch up. That's destructive to people's lives. Do we have the political courage to stand up against that? Let me take it a step further. I get emails from some of you in sensitive positions in government. I will never reveal your information to anybody. And I'm careful about how I talk about it because I don't want, especially those of you that are still serving, Some of you are whistleblowers. Thank you for having the courage to do that. Some of you are public and some of you are not. Thank you for having the courage to do it. That's political courage, to expose corruption, to expose fraud, to expose people lying, politicians lying to the rest of us, intentionally deceiving us. That's courage. Thank you for that. It takes courage to buck the people in your own party. Believe me, it does, because I've done it. And they make you pay a heavy price for it. Because in the Republican Party, they continually trot out Reagan's 11th commandment. Thou shalt speak no evil of a fellow Republican. I disagree. You have to expose evil. And you have to talk about it. Utah Republicans, there's a story in the Epoch Times, Utah Republicans are pushing to censure Mitt Romney after he voted to convict Trump. Last night on Hannity, Jason Chaffetz was on. You know, he is a retired congressman from the House of Representatives. Hannity asked him straight up, would you run in a primary against Mitt Romney? And he said, yes, he would. That's going to create problems for him in Utah. But he needs to have the political courage to step up. So also does the Utah Republican Party to step up and censure Mitt Romney, like the Louisiana Republican Party has done Bill Cassidy. And like other Republican parties, state Republican parties are doing in other states, where these senators and these House members have voted for this ludicrous sham impeachment of Donald Trump. It takes political courage to do that, because you will lose friends over it. You will lose support. It will cost you. But what's the price if you don't do it? Think about that. What's the price if you don't? Well, you get Mitch McConnell. That's what you get. You get bought off by the swamp. You get co-opted. You compromise. I can tell you from personal experience, just being in the swamp, the Oregon House of Representatives in Salem, how insidious this is, how I've seen it happen in other people, and I experienced it for myself. And I had a decision to make. Which direction was I going to go? And I chose the direction having political courage cost me a lot. So, how much courage are you willing to engage in? Back in a moment with your phone call at 6:20.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 22 minutes past 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us today, friends. Do you have political courage? What's it going to take to save our republic? It's going to take a lot of political courage. Are you willing to be a part of that? Are you willing to join this class action lawsuit that has been initiated against Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, and his wife? not for Facebook, but for them personally giving money to do things in certain states, like ballot harvesting and other, that disenfranchised voters in other states. It's been filed. Plus, they're suing Dominion voting systems. What are you willing to do? Are you willing to stand up to censorship? How? Are you willing to join class action lawsuits? Are you willing to start one? Your liberty is in jeopardy, folks. Everything you believe in is in jeopardy. Not just in Oregon, but all across the country. Now, it's important for us in Oregon to be organized, to stand together as patriots and lovers of liberty. Because if we don't, the old saying, again, from the Revolutionary War, becomes real to us once again. We either hang together or we hang separately. It takes political courage to fight people in your own party. It takes political courage to get elected to, say, a school board or a fire board and push back against PERS policies, to push back against crazy ideas like what the Oregon Department of Education is saying has to be taught, racist-free math. It takes courage to stand up to that. Because you're going to get pushback from the community and from the leftist, from that small group of people that seem like they're much bigger than they are, who dox you, who maybe show up at your house, pound on your door, illegally, by the way, because they're trespassing. What amount of political courage are you willing to exhibit, to live in your own life? Do you have the courage of your convictions? 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air for being one of our great sponsors. Yeah, it's been pretty brutal with the Icemageddon out there. In fact, maybe Terry Saul joins us a little bit today. I heard through the grapevine he might be. We'll see. Kind of let us know what's going on out there. 503-589-1220. How's things going for you? I appreciate, by the way, those of you offered to help my friend. I'm checking with them to see if they got a hotel room. If not, I am going to take some of you up on the offer to connect with them. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Art. Art, good morning.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. Excellent topic, of course. You know, political courage is there a very good thing to talk about, but I would take it one step further, Jeff, because the time we're in a battle of good versus evil, right versus wrong, and therefore, you know, it goes further than just politics, my friend. It goes for the very soul of our country. And for too long, Oregon especially, we've allowed evil, okay, to, you know, defeat good.
Evil in what form? Isn't it? It's political, isn't it?
Well, it is part of the politics, but and you know, I agree 100% that politics is part of it. Okay, but what I'm trying to say here is that people need to realize that it is more than just politics. It deals with the good and evil part, and therefore what I want to say is that you have no choice as an individual. Okay? you have to get engaged as much as you can in entering this battle of good and evil. And yes, politics is a big part of it. We do have to hold our leaders accountable for violating the Constitution, violating the law, pampering to special interests, and then saying, "Oh, we're against big business." Okay, I mean, the Democratic Party is just a huge lie, and that's why it is essential for all of us to do what we can. Now, you know me, Jeff. I try to do as much as I can, right and wrong, not only in the blind community, but in the community as a whole. The gross receipts tax, yes, it did affect me, and I jumped on board because, it affected me, but I jumped on board more because it hurt senior citizens. It hurt all Oregonians. I mean, look at the cost of things now. And we are going down a road that just, it is going to destroy our country. We're going to enter into a great, great depression the way the dang Democrats are spending money like they're drunken sailors. And it's pampering to this special interest, and we're all getting screwed because of it.
All right, thanks, Art. I appreciate your comments today at 6:30. Back in a moment. Keep talking for about political perk.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. We'll go to Glenn in just a moment. Because I will tell you that this topic of political courage, do you have the political courage to stand up as a conservative? And you can do that in many ways. For instance, L.A. pastor John MacArthur proves scientifically there is no pandemic. He was on the David Knight radio show. And what's interesting about this is that for weeks they have been meeting with no mask. Thousands of them. Thousands, folks. And they have not had an outbreak. But when you do stand up political courage, sometimes you can be targeted. Like this story on the Liberty Daily, but how this woman gets a late night visit from the cops because she puts anti-mask Facebook posts up. See, political courage takes many forms, including having the political courage to talk to people in your world about some of these things. Censorship of speech. Crazy leftist, insane, demeaning policies like school boards having to approve the teaching of math that is anti-white supremacist, that is racist in its nature, in its demeaning. It's demeaning and damaging to the students that are minority students because for some reason the white people who are pushing this idea from the Oregon Department of Education think that minority students are incapable of keeping up, of being the same as everybody else, of real world math. Are you willing to stand up against that? Are you willing to join a lawsuit knowing that you might be a target? It's a Gateway Pundit story by Joe Hoff. There's a group called Our Vote Matters, and they're suing Facebook, Dominion, Zuckerberg, and some state officials, including, it's $160 billion class action lawsuit. You can join it. I may join it. And the way to do it is all of those, and a great video about it, is all in this Dominion, or this story that I'll have up on the show plan today. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Yes, my elderly friend found a hotel room. He's good to go. Thank you to all of you. I'm grateful for those of you who responded and said, hey, you know, I want to help. I've got a generator. I can get it over to them. I wish they had let me know earlier, although it did happen over the weekend and there was nothing that I could do to get the word out to you, really, to do that. But thank you so much to all of you who chose to step forward. I also want to thank Eric Azar Righteous Renovations for, again, being one of our great sponsors of this radio show and this station. You don't always know who you can trust as a contractor, but you do if you do business with Eric Azar and Righteous Renovations. Check it out. Check out his website and see for yourself. It ought to give you a lot of confidence that he can take care of you and do what needs to be done for you as a customer, as a client of his. Do it right. Do it your way. So check it out. It's righteousrenovations.com. Righteousrenovations.com. Let's go talk to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Courage of...
Jeff, I've been involved in a lot of those battles in this Christian schools versus the state schools, in the church, and then like you, you have a school that's separate, not within the confines of a church building. It gets tested and tricky on both sides. The battles that you do on the legislative side, whether it be in Olympia, Salem, or Sacramento, and I've spent many hours driving, going to meetings and doing that sort of thing in years past. In the 80s, it was discouraging to fight those battles. And then when, out of the blue, President Reagan actually opened up a federal Department of Education, which was another layer of bureaucracy that really, I don't know why he did it, whether it was a political thing, but that was a big step in the wrong direction of the many good things he did. It just made bureaucracy much more...
No, the Department of Education started, Federal Department of Education started under Carter, not Reagan.
It did?
Yes, it did. It was a Jimmy Carter thing. Reagan, however, allowed it to grow and expand, as always happens with any government bureaucracy. And if anything is to be faulted, it's that.
I see. So I was misled thinking that he was the one that maybe was trying to placate to the unions in California at that time, but it's tough in Christian schools, especially between if a Christian school is in a church building versus a separate building where it's independent of people's personal preferences, some people in the church may be working for a local school and they have differences of opinions. It's tested. It takes a lot of money to fight these battles. But I've done them.
Well, it does. But it not only takes money, Glenn, and you know this, there's a personal cost to it also, isn't there?
Yeah, the time. time away from work, the time traveling to your positions of authority, whether it be at the state capitol or a Department of Education locality in a local community, in private meetings with legislators.
Yeah, well, but but there's even a deeper, even than that. In today's society, in this cancel culture, in Antifa, and people being willing to go after you on social media and other platforms. I mean, there's a cost to this. Although, you know, social media is at arm's length. But if you remember the young lady Megan Marie, who led the Stop the Steal rallies and that great Thanksgiving dinner. And the state capitol here, the price she has paid has been a very personal one of attack. People showing up, threatening her to kill her, to rape her, to hurt her children, egging her house, damaging her car, slashing the tires in her car. That's a personal cost that a lot of us are not willing to take.
I've seen usually the personal attacks, just usually verbally, not going after a vehicle or a house, and shouting matches. That's about the worst that I have seen in my personal experiences. But no matter how you look at it, the results, we don't get huge results in it. Looking at all the time spent and the money spent, the results usually have over the years been very minimal. Their purses, their access to the cash flow is so much greater than our ability to raise that kind of cash. And you get drowned out after a period of time.
Well, that's
you
changing.
Run out of cash.
It's changing, I think. And I'll just say this, Glenn, and I'll let you go because I need to move on to another caller here. Here's what's changing. Social media, is especially at the local level, is changing the ability to get your message out. And that can go around the ability of the leftists. Let's take the Salem Kaiser School Board. They're going to be funded by leftist organizations. That doesn't mean that they're going to win, and it doesn't mean that you can't craft a message. And frankly, what needs to happen at Salem Kaiser School Board, there needs to be a slate of conservatives running, who will run as a slate, and you get that out there on social media, and then you do the things you normally do, and you go pound on doors in your wards, and you show people you want to get elected, that you mean it. And you use examples that are like this one about racist math, white supremacy in math. The insanity of that is something that you talk about at the door, and you talk about it on social media. Doesn't mean you won't get pushback, but you will. Let's go to another caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you? What do you have to say today?
Would that be me?
It would. And who are you?
It would. Hi, this is Jerry in Salem.
Hi, Jerry.
Gaining perspective in the dark in South Salem. Driving my wife through the ghost town. Hoping zombies don't come out and try to eat our brains.
Well, that's why you have a gun, right? And ammunition.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So I just want to say, we listen almost every morning. I have to drive my wife to work, and she works very early, and so we listen. And this is the first time I've called in. But I just want to say that this is the most brilliant show to date that you know, the political courage is so important now. And, your lessons in political courage are just fantastic. And I just want to start with that compliment. And, you know, and also say that, is it really this easy to suspend the Constitution of both the state and federal government?
Jerry, hang on. Let's talk about that on the other side of the break. It shouldn't be this easy. And there are ways that we can fight back. It's 6:48. It's a great question. Great comment. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We'll get back to Jerry in a moment. It's 10 minutes till 7 o'clock, another hour to go. You can also send me an email, by the way, and I will do my darndest to read it on the air. I can't get them all, but I do try. And that is Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. Mo writes me an email about getting involved. Great topic this morning, getting involved. It's a topic that covers a multitude of opportunities. If you're not interested in running for an office or a school board or other local position, I would suggest becoming a PCP. That's a precinct person. A PCP is the real grassroots of the Republican Party. I wish I had known about PCPs a lot earlier in life. I've been involved in our county for 6 years. I've learned so much about the way we get things done. I am still learning. I'm now chair of our county Republican Party. This is the ground level where policy is made, and I have made a lot of new friends here. Now, I get to have a say in our state leader, who our state leadership will be. This is what I'm wanting to see happen locally. Well done, by the way, because that's exactly what needs to happen. Because if you don't step up and stand up for your conservative principles, there's a vacuum, and a vacuum is always filled, right? Question is, what will it be filled with? More people willing to compromise their values and their principles? Or will it be someone with political courage that's going to stand up for their conservative values in the face of all kinds of pressure? Let's go back to Jerry. Jerry, you ask, or you made an interesting statement. Could it be this easy that our Constitution gets, in essence, suspended by what's going on with executive orders and other things?
Correct.
Well, the answer to that, in my opinion, Jerry, is that depends on us. Truly, it depends on us. Are we going to pressure politicians to stand up against it because they can? Look at what Ron DeSantis is doing as governor of Florida is profound.
Right.
I mean, and there are other Republican attorney generals and governors that are pushing back. Greg Abbott and the attorney general Ken Paxton in Texas, they're suing Biden over his unconstitutional executive order suspending deportations. He can't do that.
Absolutely.
So, and that question is, it depends on us.
Yeah, and that brings up a very interesting point, too, is, you know, the dangers of centralized government, you know, versus the laboratories of democracy. Look at how glaring now it is with between New York, California, and Florida and Texas. And at which point do people not just wake up and go, this is beyond the valley of the shadow of ridiculous now?
I like, that's a great line, beyond the shadow of the valley of ridiculous. Well, racist math.
Racist,
I mean,
math.
I got a text from a friend of mine, a buddy of mine who listens to this show. He I hadn't seen the story yet, and he texts me, Jerry, and he says, so math is racist, huh? And this is last week. Well, it's made national news now, and it's the absurdity of it. You know, Rush Limbaugh has said for years, right, you illustrate the absurd by being absurd. Well, yes, and that's one of the things that we can do individually is to not be absurd, but to talk about things, and this is the whole point of my show, to talk about things with people who are persuadable in our world in a way that catches their attention and that allows us to have meaningful conversations.
But so many, it's almost like a mass psychosis going on out there in some ways, because so many people, you wouldn't believe the number of liberal people I've spoke with who will reach the bottom line of the conversation and say, regardless of whether the election was stolen or not, I'm happy with the outcome.
That's stunning.
That's scary. And we've lost so much objective thinking and everything. At a certain point, when are we going to pretty much be done with the people that can objectively think here? And then how are we going to reassemble this where we, you know, this bumper sticker coexists? That's the biggest fraud I've ever seen from the left.
Yeah, because they have no intention to coexist with us on the conservative side. They want to shut our voices down.
Unity means conformity to them.
That's exactly right.
I mean, if you read all of this of what's going on, it's right out of the Marxist playbook.
It is.
And
Marxism,
when are we going to call it what it is? We have been infiltrated by the CCP.
And the mindset of the CCP.
Exactly.
It is the predominant thinking. Jerry, thanks for a great call.
I truly
appreciate
thank you so much.
You and your wife listening. Thank you. I'm honored to have you in the audience, and I do mean that. 503-589-1220. We're almost at the top of the hour. We've got another hour to go, and I want to keep talking about this, and I really want to know your thoughts on this, about political courage. And it is across a broad spectrum. Do you have the political courage to be like Mo talks about here, to get involved in your party, your political party? In this case, I hope it's the Republican Party, to make sure that the Republican Party doesn't go to the rhino swamp creatures like Mitch McConnell. By the way, did you see that Richard Burr, the retiring Republican senator, one of two from North Carolina, got censured by the North Carolina Republican Party? Now, why would that be? Well, it's because a recent poll shows that 75% of Republicans want Trump to run again. Now, that's stunning, folks. Trump's approval rating is rising. You see what they have done. In fact, this is a story. The story, it's an Epoch Times story. 75% of Republicans want Trump to play a big role in the Republican Party. And it's a big poll. It's 1,000. 87% of Republicans think that Trump shouldn't be barred from holding future office. Now, look, it should be 100%. Because that's how it is in the left. It's not how it is in the Republican Party. But the bottom line is the fact that we Republicans are willing to stand up, those of us who are conservatives, and have the courage of our convictions to do things within our party and out of our party that stand up for what we believe, so that we don't lose our constitutional republic, and that we don't let swamp creatures like Mitch McConnell have the upper hand, and that we can say to a primary challenger of a Bill Cassidy, we're gonna support you individually, or the primary challenger against Liz Cheney. That creates problems within our party. Do you have the courage and the willingness to do it, to stand up for what you believe? Because you know what, if you don't, you're gonna lose everything you believe. One more hour to go. Back in a moment at 6:59.